Recording.
Hi guys.
All right, so we have the guest, special guest, Ginger, in the building.
Ginger.
Hey, I'm Ginger.
Oh, I like how she's speaking to the mic. Speaking to the mic like that again, girl.
Hey, I'm Ginger.
Don't listen to fucking Diggy.
For all the men that can't see this, she just spoke real nice into that mic. Yeah.
Anyway,
I like how you take control of that mic. Yes. Listen, you can't do nothing around me. Just understand that.
I'm going to put my hands in
the
water.
Yeah, put your hands in my hand. Don't sit on them because you got a whole lot of back draft back there. Anyway, tell them where they can find you at, Ginger. Ginger.
On Instagram, you can find me at Ginger on Instagram as like a GINGERR and 2 underscores.
Oh my god, that's a whole lot.
And that was terrible.
Because, you know, there's a whole bunch of
it's
fucking
It's
Ginger.
So much easier to say that.
I know, because when I did the flyer, I was like, oh, she got it. G-I-I. Yeah.
I just remember being on Instagram
trying to find
a name.
Imagine how many fucking Gingers there are.
I don't know. I know there's 1,000 Ziggies,
So imagine that. Ginger.
Yeah.
I didn't know
there's plenty of redheads out there, dude. A lot of us. I used to work at Hurricane Harbor, and there was
your white side came straight out. She was like, there's a lot of Gingers out there, dude. Listen, bruh. I love the word ginger, okay? All right, bruh. Just FYI, dude. Jesus. Are you white?
You can tell Ziggy to shut the fuck up.
You are white, right?
I'm white.
Okay, because you lighter than... The people can't see you.
Pull your arm out.
I'm the color of Clorox. We've already discussed this.
Pull your arm out.
And you are the see-through color.
Pull your arm out.
Moe's looking like, what are y'all talking about?
Pull your arm out.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll put our arms next to each other.
Nigga, my arm is darker than yours.
Y'all are about the same.
Oh, you acting totally different.
I'm darker than both of y'all.
Two snaps in the
circle. And guess what? Y'all both have black in y'all. I don't, so.
You do on a regular basis, though.
Crickets.
Not for me, by the way. Not for me, by the way. Let's just clarify that, because I know everybody's looking like,
wait a minute, what? You're not together.
Yeah, let's clarify that now.
So Ginger,
don't scoot so far away, girl. Don't scoot so far away. Anyway, I'm sorry. Ginger, so are you in a relationship?
Yeah, what's your status? Before she even does that, what do you... You want to tell a little bit about yourself?
No, fuck all that friendly shit. No, we already did all that.
No, we didn't.
She's in her IG. We don't need to know anything else. I want to know if she's in a relationship.
Our listeners want to know...
Fuck it, whatever, I'm gonna take another shot.
You wanna tell yourself?
Is this fine?
If you want it to be, go ahead.
Come on, take it right now. Take it. Okay.
Anyway, so if you
want
to tell a little bit about yourself, like,
you're not supposed to sit there and watch me take
Ginger,
the shot.
And my real name is Elizabeth.
Hey.
I am a property manager.
Nobody wants to know
on
that.
On the side. Part. That's right. Really like my side gig.
Okay.
So what do you do?
What's the real shit? So why do we have you on the show? Are you trying to evict us?
Unfortunately, being young and broke brought me into the entertainment industry.
Okay. What? Okay. So are you a stripper? What are we talking about?
Not at all. I never stripped ever.
Really?
Ever.
You got a whole lot of cake back
there. Never stripped. Ever in my life. Every girl contemplates the easiest way out.
Exactly.
They don't always take it.
Right.
But they contemplate their options.
Everybody's thought of it.
So what you're saying
and
is
whenever
you
you're
out there looking for a sugar daddy
back in the day. You know, it's either sugar daddy or shaking at us.
Right.
I mean,
or it's you work fucking 7 days a week at a job.
So you work 7 days a week?
You work on the weekend.
Nigga, you don't work no 7 days
doing
a week.
Videos.
Nigga, you don't work no 7 days a week.
She does. I've been watching her. Shut up.
Damn, stalker.
I love her.
I love Ginger.
I appreciate her support.
Thank you. Because guess what? I've been posting her more
than
you. Just
because you don't support?
This is some bullshit.
And anyways, I'm
just
all about empowering other women, so...
She's great. I didn't even know her, and she was just...
See?
She was a diehard.
Can you
I appreciate that.
The mic over here? Like, Jesus.
Nobody wants to hear you.
Nobody wants to hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, fuck it. I'll let y'all talk to
her. Anyways, keep going.
So
back to your relationship status. Because that's what we really wanted to know. And listen, our listeners know the deal. They be like, all right, cool, we're gonna follow her. She's sexy, she got a big old booty, she's redheaded, she got freckles, she's whiter than whiter snow. So we're gonna go ahead.
I really like your freckles.
Thank you. So we're gonna go ahead and go on about that. She models, that's the biggest thing. She's a model, she's a great looking model.
Not only that, she does radio as well.
She does radio as well. Okay,
drop,
yeah.
If you wanna drop your radio, yeah.
Is this our show or hers?
So I'm actually
shut the fuck up, Ziggy. Let her drop. Go ahead.
So I'm actually a personality for Dallas Angels Radio.
What?
And that's like
shout out to Dirt.
Shout out to Dirt.
And a lot of people know them, which I didn't even know, which is really cool to be so well connected. You know, a lot of people, obviously, really solid people because they all know each other. And then I'm also managed by the Ink. Shout out to the Ink.
Damn.
And then also
like in crowd, the Ink.
No. The Ink is it's actually like a talent group.
It's like a
talent acquisition group.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I don't know anything about that.
Talented
okay.
actors, musicians, models.
They're pretty dumb. I checked them
creators.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, you are
all of the above.
I did the freaking
She's
flyer.
She's a supporter, and I told her to put them on the flyer.
Oh. Anyway,
and then so I also support magazine. A magazine. See whatever magazine. And then basically, you know, I just, you know, I work Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, I, you know, turn up on my modeling. That's pretty much it.
So what we all really want to know now is, are you single?
I am happily single.
She's unhappily single.
So you ain't got no side nigga for this weekend or what? Why you keep taking the mic back?
Did
you get any roses?
Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Really it's side nigga weekend.
What did you do for Valentine's Day? Did you get anything special? Like,
except for random dick pics. We don't count those as special.
Yeah.
I actually didn't get any dick pics.
What? On Valentine's Day?
Really?
Holy shit. Hold on. Let me get my phone out.
Like, not really?
I'm going to text you a dick pic and then I'm going to DM you a dick pic.
Okay, did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
So on Valentine's, I actually had a horrible day at work.
What?
At my regular job. It was just a terrible, horrible day.
Okay.
And then after work, I went home. I didn't leave my house. I ordered fettuccine Alfredo.
From where?
I love it.
From where?
Pizza Joe.
What the
fuck? Nobody knows what that is.
I know what Pizza Joe is. This shit is fucking terrible.
No, I love it.
Pizza Joe is trash.
Anyway, I got
fettuccine.
Fuck?
Alfredo. I got that with the bread, and I ate that, and I did not leave my house. And I had no Valentine's at all.
That is fucking terrible.
See, if you tell me that, because, you know, guess what I did for Valentine's Day? I sat here, and I ate, like, a whole bunch of junk food, and I drank by myself.
Yeah,
we should have had like a fucking singles night over here.
That's what we should do next year for us. Single.
Definitely.
Next year, because next year I'm planning on dropping dick off, so I ain't gonna be nowhere near this.
Well, anyway. Have a single
friend.
I would definitely be down for that.
I'm all for it.
We have drunk alone.
We can have people come. Like,
you know. You want men
single
in the building.
Single men, single women.
All come together.
That sounds like a fucking orgy. That sounds like a straight up orgy. What the fuck? I'm in. I'm dropping dick off like little Duval. I'm dropping dick off at the orgy.
You just fucked up our whole Valentine's Day thing.
I'm sorry, I wanted to have single women.
If you ask us what our plans are,
I'm sorry. I want to drop dick off in the middle of that. I'm sorry. I just want to drop some dick off in the middle. Have some single girl. Have some single girls.
It's a close invite.
Exactly. You know what? We're doing invite only.
I don't know if you know this, but I got a key here, okay? You understand? I got a key to this motherfucking place, all right? Understand that, all right? And emergencies only, but that's an emergency, all right? I'm dropping dick off. Anyway, moving right along.
Not to me. I mean, every time you say shit, I know. It's like...
But Ginger's going to be there. I can drop dick off to Ginger.
Ginger doesn't want your dick.
Oh.
Obviously. Let's talk about what happened with
y'all.
Hello,
darkness, my old friend.
Y'all used to date before.
No, used to date, nigga. Come on, what are we doing here?
I just
wanted to explain.
Of this next statement is that he wanted to date me.
Thank you.
And I worked where he lived.
Oh, hold the fuck up. We gonna make this clarified. We wanted to date each other. This nigga here, don't try to make it seem like it was one-sided. Oh, you
I remember you had the weed on deck.
Of course, yes. I always have weed on. Not, listen, I'm on probation. I can't be talking about this right now.
The weed listen, to I, be his friend.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? You know what? This show is over. Fuck out of here. I'm done. No, but you know what? You know what? Tell the truth, though. I didn't fuck up the date, though. I had it. We had a good time.
No, it was definitely due to the fact that you were close to my ex.
Yeah, exactly. See, thank you. But so, fellas, don't ever admit you know a nigga. Tell them all the time you don't know them niggas. I don't know them niggas over there. I don't know that nigga. I've never seen that nigga.
Did you not just hear what she said?
What?
Specifically because of her ex.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I don't know. You don't know them niggas. Always saying.
Anyway.
What? It's because I told her I knew who he was.
Still, like, if you didn't get a second date, then what?
Because I knew who he was, so it was too close to home, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, but still, no matter what, if you didn't get a second date, then guess what?
The ex was still fucking. I mean...
anyway, so...
Wait, I'm confused. What are you asking me? What?
Gingers,
I'm confused.
Shout out to the 2000s.
This was I was going to say, this was like, yeah, what was that, like, what, 2011? Yeah, it wasn't
2012?
No, it was like 11. It was 11.
No.
Because I wasn't a manager back then. I was slinging, still slinging cars then.
I wasn't a manager.
I think
what the fuck?
It was 2000.
I was young as fuck working. I know my senior
year. You were young as fuck. Oh my God. Whoa. You weren't that fucking young.
Well, actually, no.
Ain't no R. Kelly's on this show, okay?
Me and my ex definitely had that problem because he was actually a lot older than he admitted to being.
All right. Well, I was just talking about dropping dick off.
You just
fucked this whole shit up now. I don't know. I'm not dropping dick off to this young ass girl. I don't know what she's talking about.
Ginger, how old are you now?
I'm about to turn
25. Oh, okay. Shit.
It's hard to
Wait, whoa, time to fuck out. 2011, nigga, you was like fucking 17.
I was a fucking kid, dude. I was out on my own, bro.
Time out.
Nigga.
I did not date her. I don't know what she talking about. I have never met this girl in my life.
This
with a kid. What the fuck?
I wasn't that young.
You was like 18, 19 at least, please.
I was like 20.
Oh.
Yeah, I was barely.
So it was 2012 then.
But I got my braces off. It was in May of 2000.
Oh my God. This just makes me sound so bad.
And I was working at
Jesus
Point.
Christ. Oh, yeah. All right. Change the subject. Jesus Christ,
you
know, man.
We're just going to just. Yeah.
Move on because you about to have me go to jail for statutory rape and I ain't even touch her. Okay? Shit. I paid for a pizza.
He tried.
I mean, I felt on your booty twice. It wasn't even that serious, though.
While we were hugging goodbye.
Underage.
Did you just call me desperate?
Anyway. Let's move
I'm
on.
Sorry, the Cheeks was calling my name. It's not my fault. Okay,
we're
she wore
on.
These tight ass pants. I was just like, all
anyway,
I'm sorry.
I did. I remember
coming on.
You sure have?
I do swear.
Can I have them?
We're definitely moving on.
Wait, I'm sorry. All right, so moving on.
Uh-huh.
You're single and happily single, and you want to have a Valentine's Day with Mo.
No Valentine's, definitely.
It sounds really
good. We can definitely have Valentine's Day.
I'm
next,
with it. As
next
long as
year.
I can drop
dick off. Guess what? I could definitely have some more.
And you know,
too, so.
Not that I hope that you're single next year.
Hey, yeah.
But if you, for some reason, some idiot fucks up.
Oh wow! Well, you gotta be an idiot.
Single?
Why it just can't work?
And you're
why it just can't work?
Single
why it just can't work?
Men are stupid.
Then we will collide and we will do all
together.
Kinds of drugs.
I feel like I'm being. I feel like I'm being fucking drugs. Jesus Christ!
And eat all kinds.
You ain't even legal to do this
food.
Shit. Hold on, man. Time out. She just turned legal to drink, nigga. Hold up. What? What? No. Okay. First off, listen.
She said we're gonna do a home
between
drugs.
Listen. Yeah. This. We don't listen. R-O-E-P-O-D does not condone this, okay? I don't know what the fuck Mo's over here doing. I don't know what
you're doing.
Anyway, next year, we're definitely going to have a sleepover at my house. I'm definitely hosting it.
Moving
R-O-E-P-O-D
along.
Is definitely hosting it.
No, unless I'm dropping
pajama
dick off, I ain't hosting
lingerie party.
Can you,
can
you get your titty off my hand?
Everybody can be wearing my lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she makes lingerie. Did you know that? She makes lingerie.
I need it A1. I need it ASAP.
See?
Yeah,
ASAP.
Me too. I need you to wear that ASAP.
Not for Ziggy.
You don't have to grab the mic like that, okay? We hear you, all right?
I do.
Stop grabbing my mic like that, girl. Yeah. Anyway, so do you believe in, like, open relationships and shit? Do you believe in polygamy?
Not at all. I don't share shit.
Oh, you said that real fucking angry. Like,
like,
have you had to share some dick before?
No,
yeah,
I love that
nigga. Yeah, you had to share some dick.
If I find out I'm sharing dick, I'm letting a nigga go.
So you've never had a threesome?
I have. But That's because I didn't care about that.
Whoa. So it was two girls and a guy, or was it two guys and a girl?
Two girls and a guy.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure, because that was a train if it was two guys. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I've never had two guys. I'm not that bold because it's sometimes
I just want to educate my younger people. You know what I'm saying?
I would do two guys and a girl. So.
I would do two guys too, but nothing in my ass, dude.
Oh, so you don't
First off, if it's in the coochie and another nigga's in the ass, that's gay. Two niggas' dicks cannot be in the same vicinity.
Their balls touching. Nah, I can't be. That's gay.
I'm out. I'm out. Like, yeah, exactly. You want dick and mouth. I mean, pussy and mouth.
I don't know.
Yeah! It's okay. You said you want to try us.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. That. All right, I'm about to call my homeboy right now. We about to run a train. Hold up, nigga. I'm about to call my nigga right now. Hold on, wait. Ginger says she want to try and hold on to me. I'm sorry.
Did you see a picture? No.
Look, I'm going to have him send you a random dick pic. See?
He meant to be in your DM.
Let me get a dick pic on Instagram. I'm going to be like, is this your friend?
That's my homie.
Here we go.
No, pause. No, homo. I don't know any of my friends' dicks look. I don't know nothing about that, all right?
What?
I don't know nothing about that. Because you said, is this your friend?
Whoa.
You said, is this your friend? I don't know what my friend's dick look like, so
no.
I don't know.
Hope not. Like...
I mean, I'm just saying, she just said, is this your friend?
I don't know you right now.
Yeah, I feel like you're a totally different person.
You're a totally different person.
Fuck both of you, okay? Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I
barely watch pornos because of dicks and pornos.
That white side's coming out. Wait, don't you have white in
it? Oh, don't act.
Something's up.
Wait, you're missing white.
My race.
Are you light-skinned black? Are you
light-skinned white?
Are you light skinned black?
I kind of feel like I'm on trial. I plead the fifth here. And I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You can't plead the fucking fifth.
That's not an option.
I am mixed. I don't know.
What are you mixed with? Let everybody know.
I got nigga hair. Yeah, I'm about to say, I got some nigga hair. Okay, I understand that. All right, I got nigga hair. No, I am black. I think white, South American, I think, Native American, I think, some Spaniard. I'm a full-on mutt. All right? I don't know. And a little bit of Asian. No. Mulattoes are just black and white. You're a mulatto. Sure? You're a mulatto.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a mutt.
But you have some Spaniard in you.
Spaniard. Definitely. South American.
I can see some
Polynesian. I don't know.
You do not have Polynesian in you. How are you going to say my race?
I got a bunch of shit around. I don't know what the fuck.
But you don't look exotic.
Oh, and you look Caucasian with no top lip, having ass, motherfucker. You got me fucked up in here.
It's okay. I don't have a top lip either. So.
Cause y'all.
You know,
Caucasian.
I'm very sensitive about that.
Are you?
Cause like the only attribute that I didn't get, I got the shape, my lips are like white.
My lips
lady
is just perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. I got some full lips over here. Thank you. Oh, that middle finger is not necessary. That's not necessary.
Just pull that
down. That's a long ass finger, girl. You must have some long walls. Jesus.
Anyways.
All right. So you don't believe it. You don't share dick, but you would have a train ran on you.
No, I would not. I mean, it depends on.
Yeah, you would have a train ran. You'd have a train ran. We understand. It's cool. How is life on certain aspects of people's lives?
If I'm single
and
I have sex with two men,
you single now.
Two men that I like enough. To both have sex with.
So what you're saying is you're single now. You're single now, and what happened is some nigga should have sent you some random dick pics. Hey,
nope.
We can get it popping.
Why do people even do that?
If he's
not
sending dick pics, that means I don't know him. If I don't know him, I'm not fucking him.
Oh well, I mean,
so if it's a guy that I know and his friend,
so
condoms are reused.
Wait. So me and a homie can send you random dick.
I don't know you.
You know me.
I don't know you.
You know me.
I don't know you.
I rubbed your booty. You know.
No, you don't. You rubbed my old booty. This is my new booty.
Oh, it's your new booty. Can I rub your new booty? Let me get a handful of new booty.
Cut this out. Oh, no.
Listen, I got one nose injury. I don't need no more. All right. So you don't believe in sharing dick, which is
not at all.
Okay, can you tell us which is one of your like craziest sex stories?
Yeah. No. Fuck sex stories.
God.
I wanna know some crazy like hiding in the bushes shit. See, that's crazy.
You're one of your craziest sex stories.
That's a sex story?
That's a fucking sex story.
No, I'm talking like her craziest like jealousy moment type
shit. Okay, what's the craziest shit you've ever done?
Look, she drinking hard on this one.
Sip that Hennessy, girl.
Sip that Hennessy and orange juice. Does that taste that good for real?
It does.
Totally does.
It's a whole lot of seeds. It's a whole lot of seeds. You like seeds?
I like pulp.
Pulp is good for you.
You like seeds in your mouth?
Shut the fuck up with Larry Flynn.
So what is your question?
What's the craziest thing you've ever done over a guy?
Oh,
that you were dating or whatever. He was
so
dude.
You done popped up in the bushes on a nigga? I know them braces done shown up somewhere.
Nope. I've never acted crazy over no nigga. Ever.
Man, okay, the fuck has anybody
ever... I might have DM'd a female or two and been like, okay, what's your status for him?
Okay.
That's the most I've ever done.
Okay, never has anybody ever done anything for you? What's the craziest shit is?
Oh, so I'm sure niggas done.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, niggas done knocked on your mama door.
Terrence.
Whoa! We don't drop names on this show. What are you doing? Wait a minute. Time out. I don't give a fuck if it's a real name or fake name.
That's
we don't drop
name.
No names
no
on
name
this
dropping.
Show. We do not drop names on this show. What are you doing?
Name drop, but it's okay.
I apologize to all my fans at ROEPOD that follow us. We don't drop names. You're safe with us. Ginger's fucking up over here, okay? This is the Caucasian.
Don't pull it up.
This is the Caucasian coming out of you. This
don't,
is not, that's what it is.
Don't
see,
pull it up.
White people be tattletelling. See, y'all white motherfuckers be tattletelling.
That was not funny, you guys.
All right, I'm done. All right. But anyway, so what is the craziest thing that quote unquote Terrence did?
Nicknamed.
Yeah, of course. I hope so. Shit. Because otherwise, we're going to get sued later on. Shit. I don't know that nigga. I don't know who you talking about.
I don't really like the whole story anymore.
Good, because you done snitched on the nigga. He probably going to get life. He going
to
get R. Kelly's
numbers. He
didn't
do anything crazy to me. Like, I actually was the one that got in trouble because it was my place.
Oh, so he knocked at your mama's house.
So my very first studio apartment, I was 17 years old. No, I had just turned 18. I was finally legal to get my own spot.
This nigga is young as hell. Why did I admit to dating her?
Anyway, shut up, Biggie.
We didn't date. You took me out one date.
I know. I still want my second fucking pizza, all right? You understand?
Anyway.
Anyway, about Terrence, so, yeah.
Nickname's Terrence. He came to my housewarming party and found me booed up with the guy that I had resorted to sleeping with after I had broken up with him. Because he wasn't treating me the way I wanted to be treated.
You had a house party and this nigga was humping you in the house party and
he
showed up?
No, we were just booed up. We were just caked up, you know, leaning against the wall. And I was
rubbing on your first booty.
I was so drunk.
He was rubbing on your first booty, not just
your new
booty.
He was holding me and wasn't doing nothing crazy. Right. All my friends were there. My friends.
He was rubbing on your booty.
And unfortunately, my ex that I had invited, who I didn't think would even come.
Why would you invite him if he was your ex?
Shut up. Let her explain.
I didn't think I would get drunk enough to be
this is,
like
no,
I
no,
was
I just need
else.
I just need to clarify
so
for all the niggas out there that be wondering why the fuck do women do the stupidest shit, the craziest shit they do.
So my ex
That's some
goes,
crazy dumb shit. Why
so
would you invite
ex,
this nigga?
So my ex goes and gets a bat out of his trunk. And he...
oh, shit.
He got a bat instead of a gun. Oh, he has composure. He has composure because
okay,
I don't...
Okay,
bop, bop, bop. Gang member. Bang, bang, bang. The party over with, nigga. Everybody go home.
So he walked in and he was like, so this what you doing? And I was leaning up against the nigga and I was like, what are you talking about? Drunk as hell. And I followed him out to the parking lot.
Did he baseball hit you?
His trunk and his Mustang trunk, he popped trunk.
First off, you just said name and a car now. All right, enough is enough, okay? I ain't having you
he
speak on that.
He
How do you know
watch.
That? We don't know that.
Okay, anyway, so.
Don't think we small time. I don't appreciate that.
I love him to this day. That's like my brother now, low-key. Like, that's like family to me now. Like, we literally grew up together.
That's what all girls say after
like,
they fucking
we don't
get
even
old.
Talk.
No,
we
I
don't
get
even
it.
Talk
that's what all
anymore,
girls say after
they like
they feel like
I consider him like family. Like, I would even sleep
he's
with
like
him.
My best friend.
He's married.
Well, you're like my best friend. Like I consider.
Well,
you
we've
family.
Never fucked.
I was just saying.
Okay,
just
exactly.
Like,
it's completely different from her and her ex. Thank you. We would clarify that. I just wanted to clarify that here. It's true. We've never had sex. Why are you looking at me like that?
Anyways.
We've never had
so, continuing on.
So he walks into my party with a bat because he wants to kill the nigga that I'm...
If he wanted to kill the nigga, he would have had a shotgun or a gun, not a bat.
Well, he wasn't that badass, so he didn't carry guns.
Why are you gripping my...
Anyway,
stop gripping
so
my mic.
He's walking in with a bat.
And my gay best friend, Matthew,
Why does every girl have a gay best friend?
Because we do. Shut up.
He's I'm not a gay shit. Best friend. I love him if he ever watches this.
I'm not a gay best friend, by the way.
I love you. You saved me from a relationship that I was never going to stay in.
Oh.
So he told my ex at my front door, he was like, yes, she slept with him at least 3 times. And of course, he thought I wasn't sleeping with anybody.
So this nigga didn't shoot the party. But we weren't together. This nigga didn't shoot the party.
He tried to fight the dude, and I made him stop. Right, and then I got a ticket from the apartments. I got a lease violation for a public disturbance. And then one of the Mexican guys that I worked with, his stupid ass was, we were all underage.
This is just getting worse.
We were all under 21. Yeah. Had a beer at the party, so they gave us a public intoxication.
We are admitting a lot of felonies on this show.
No. It was a lease violation.
We are admitting a lot of felonies on this fucking
show. It was a lease violation. I didn't get in any real trouble. I kept my apartment.
Know what
I even transferred
about.
To a new apartment. Oh, I stayed there for another year. I lived
First
a beautiful
off,
life.
I just don't. I just want to understand. I just want you to understand. So that nigga may have liked you a lot, but he didn't love you. You know why I know he didn't love you?
Why?
Because he didn't blow that motherfucker up. I would have blew that motherfucker. I would have motherfucker. Bam, 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 bam. I'd have called all my niggas. Bring the 40s. Bring the 8Ks. Bring the shotguns. I don't give a fuck if it's a rifle. I don't give a fuck what it is. Bring it to the party. You about to massacre these motherfuckers. Ain't nobody walking out here alive. We about to massacre these niggas. It don't even matter. It doesn't even matter, nigga.
I feel like you
bring
have
the grenades.
Bring the grenades. I'm killing that bitch too. It don't matter. What? He brought a baseball bat. He didn't even like you.
He was just showing out, right?
Yeah, he had to make fun. He had to, you know,
that's
face.
That's the craziest thing. So clearly, you know what I've come to terms with is that my pussy's not that good.
Really?
Niggas don't.
Oh. But it's not that great.
It's not. I'm okay with that.
I'm glad I didn't have sex with your young ass. See, just so we can clarify it.
Well, you probably would have never made it to second base anyway.
I made it to second base by filling up on you.
They did it.
That's
a hug. It was a hug. And you got paid for pizza.
We're not going to argue about second base. Second base is when you get a fill up. Second base is a fill up.
You hugged me and your hand fell down there like every regular nigga.
No. My hand went up and down. Understand?
He is basic as fuck.
I'm basic?
Oh,
ginger! Oh, you just acting totally.
And
different.
I'm ginger now.
Yeah, I'm gonna call your regular name out because
don't call her by her name.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, please don't. Because listen, my government name is only for resumes. Okay, my government name is only so I get a call back during interviews because they know I'm a hood nigga. I understand when I show up with the curls and all that. All right. Anyway, moving right the fuck along. You know what? Both of y'all niggas acting.
Go ahead. What's up? What's next?
Acting the fuck up here tonight. So you had a threesome. Obviously, it was with
a
nigga.
She hasn't had a threesome.
No, she said she had a threesome.
Why are we on this?
Because I want to know something. Because
so
I'm
sexual.
Curious. Well, I don't know if you've ever listened to the show, but we
have
very sexual. Well,
ooh,
that's your fault.
That's okay. That's okay.
So okay, all right. Well, then let me ask this then: Do you know what a white dragon is?
No.
Oh, you don't watch porno?
We're about to teach you something.
I don't watch porn.
You don't watch porn? Oh, I can never. I'm glad I ain't.
I ain't
fuck with your young ass.
Today.
You don't watch pornos.
Tell her what white dragon.
All right, so white dragon. Do you give head?
Yes.
Okay, so if you
He's
was giving,
you
listen. So if you was giving head, right? Mm-hmm. If you was giving head to me, I'd shove your head down.
Oh my god.
And then when I shove your head down when I'm about to nut, it's gonna punch your nose, and we call it a white dragon.
Okay, so now. Never ever. Is it
Ropod? I just R-O-E-P-O-D, yeah. Okay. I just find it hilarious in the background right now. Anyway, so no, but that's a white dragon. So if you give it a guy head and he shoves your head down as he's nutting and it comes out your nose, it's called a white dragon.
Golly, that's disgusting. Clearly my sex life sucks.
So you don't like cum? Is that what you're saying? You don't
No,
eat,
I don't.
You don't eat the dick? You don't eat
I don't.
Cum? None of
no.
that? Okay. All
right. I totally can't be live right now. I'm fixing to turn my live off.
Yeah, I don't know why you turned it on. I don't know. Listen, that don't got nothing to do with me. Shit. You turned it on. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
I thought I could go live.
No, why would you think that? Out of the conversation that we listen, end it. No, don't end it. Don't end it. This is real shit.
No.
Listen, so for your fans,
Mm-hmm. That one again.
That one again. No. We gonna save this. I'm gonna save this and send it to myself.
I'm gonna delete it.
So anyway,
enjoy whoever's watching. I'm deleting it.
Like everybody's talking.
My
everybody's
mom's
like,
actually watching. That's my mother.
No, no. All right, all right. We're gonna end this now. No. I'm sorry. Listen. But we gonna share it anyway. And I shared it. Yes. Thank you, Ziggy. You don't believe, you don't do white dragons, you don't believe in, do you swallow or spit?
I don't swallow unless I'm in love.
I definitely get that.
What?
Yeah, why would you fucking swallow a random?
Yeah, I didn't even let you get it. If we're not in a strong relationship and I'm not in love, you're not even nutting in my mouth.
Right, it's like if you're not really
I'm nutting in your mouth. I don't, listen,
no.
you ain't catching no hints.
I'm
just going,
if you're not that serious with somebody, it's kind of like you're gonna get the most basic shit out of me. But if I'm like super in love with you, you'll probably get the most dirtiest shit out of me.
Mo, you like getting your fucking mouth spit in.
So what?
That's kind of hot, but I can never do
but
it.
Only with
That is some real white people shit.
Watching is a turn
no
off.
No black
but I can't
woman
have
on the
me.
Planet is gonna allow that. I just wanna
what
be clarified.
Well, I've seen black women. Yes.
Oh, introduce me,
because
I'm about to spit all in her mouth.
Spit on
and slap. Make her white dragon.
He said make her white dragon. Good God. Make her white dragon.
Make her white dragon. She ain't even going to know what happened. Oh, my nose.
What's this?
What is this? Oh, I feel like I got boogers. Ah,
it's not boogers.
It's my children, bitch. Anyway, so hold on. Talk about, so you would let your dude spit in your mouth?
No, I don't like that. Yeah, but I've had a guy split on my pussy plenty of times. So
that's different? Completely fucking different. What?
It's not very different.
That is a whole lot of different.
Your
do you pee out of your mouth?
Is just as
do you pee out of your
as
mouth?
As your mouth.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen. First off, I'm gonna do a whole lot of nasty shit to your vagina. That's a whole different.
I've had
story.
A nigga eat my pussy and then make out with me. I'm fine with that.
See?
So what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Y'all are disgusting.
Yeah, I actually kind of like it. Like, if I suck your dick, I'm kind of expecting you to make out with me after.
So if I nothing, time out. Yeah, I'm about to say, let's clarify that.
She clarified that.
I'm not nutting in your mouth and you jumping right back up and spitting that or kissing that in my motherfucking mouth.
So you doesn't like the taste of your own dick?
Hell no, I don't like that. That's what? I would suck my own dick if that was the case.
We
and not put up with none of y'all bullshit. What the fuck kind of gay ass shit is that?
You are ashamed of your own penis.
Hell yeah. I'm not ashamed of my... I love my penis. You understand? Shit. I love my dick.
This is the issue
but
that we've been having.
I am not going to put my dick in my mouth. Like, that is what?
That's not putting your dick in your fucking mouth.
That is. Because it came out of my dick.
And like, what's the difference between kissing a girl...
her after sucking your dick. You kiss her.
So if she squirts in my mouth and then I come up and just spit all that shit back in her mouth, that's rewarding her.
Why would she spit that in your mouth?
I'm just saying if I spit that all in her mouth, that's rewarding her. Oh,
no, I don't think I would not want that. If I fucking spit your dick,
that's what
I don't
I'm talking
want
about.
To spit in your
so I've had girls squirt in my face and then I can't breathe. I'm drowning in their pussy juices and shit.
You know squirt is actually piss, right?
It is, exactly. So
you've been R. Kelly. You've been R. Kelly.
I was young.
There
I was
you
about
go.
Your age back then. In the
digest
day.
That.
First off, I've been well. In that case, I've been peed on a lot. All right, you know, you bitches ain't shit.
There you go. There goes.
But this is why
you've been peed on.
I've been
peed
on a lot. But this is why I was skiing all in your throat, and I tell you, sorry. I thought I should have warned you, but I couldn't stop you.
You're a fuck boy.
I'm a fuck boy? Why would I be a fuck boy for that? You just said that it's okay for you to pee in my fucking face.
If you
and
like
then if
to
I not,
squirt it on, you gonna get peed on it.
I don't, first off, what? I don't know no nigga that eats pussy that wants to be squirted on while he's trying to eat the pussy.
No, niggas love all that wet shit. They think it's
first,
cum, but
no,
it's really
No nigga wants to drown. No nigga in the world wants to drown, yes? No nigga wants to drown. So my question is, if no nigga wants to drown, how would a nigga want a girl to squirt in his fucking face while he's eating her pussy?
Why do we have to talk about it too much?
Like, oh, do you squirt? Or like, oh, she was a squirter. Niggas love that. Like, I don't know
when
why.
They're fucking, that's
you
different. I will let you pee all over my waist area, but peeing in my face, I'm out on.
that.
This is like the worst conversation
to call. No, this is a conversation we should be having.
Oh, by the way, oh my god, that's funny as hell. Somebody daddy calling. Look. Ginger's like, it ain't my nanny. Yeah. Ginger, who are you texting?
No one.
Oh.
Anyway, so.
I'm hating. Hey.
Shut up singing like.
Next. Oh, shit. Anyway, moving right along.
We're moving right along.
So, Ginger, what is the first thing you look at on a man?
Oh,
Like you look at arms.
Personally, I'm gonna look at his fingernails to see if he keeps clean fingernails.
Thank you. That because, says a lot about somebody.
Because the first thing a nigga gonna do to me got no probably is
try to
put his hands on me.
Oh, I thought that was just finger you. I was
so gonna he's gonna put. You see why how you see how I made you see why? How I did that why? To you because you nasty. That's
you know what I was gonna say, nigga hit that G spot in there. You gonna be shy.
Why do I?
Every nigga just did. Every nigga just looked at their nails. Damn, do I have dirty?
Yeah,
nails?
So yeah, if I like dirty nails, to be touched, don't fucking clean them. I need a nigga to have clean hands.
I have, listen. First off, I have clean hands, but what if the nigga's a mechanic?
Yeah, that's kind
of before he sees me, he gonna shower.
First off, oil. Home, oh, listen. No. Car grease does not come out. Why are you still dropping names? What the fuck?
We don't even know his name. We don't even know his name.
Nobody wants to say something on the show no more.
His nickname.
You ain't allowed on the show no more. You tripping.
Anyway, his nickname is Terrence. So he used to work for.
Please don't say it.
I'm not gonna say which city, but he's
thank you. You
work
for the city, right? Okay.
Semi, he was tossing trash every day, you know?
Wait, tell me. He was that nigga, that's community service.
He worked for the city.
So you work for waste management or you work for the city?
He worked for waste management, which worked for the city.
Waste management is their own company. Stop grabbing my mic like that, girl.
And picking up
you're
the
making me upset.
Whenever you put it out on Wednesday and Saturdays in the city of XXX.
They make good money.
First off,
they do make good money.
You title telling on what city he worked for when you say only Saturdays. Thank you. Anyway, moving the fuck
along. Nobody knows that.
I know that, nigga. I know what day they fucking come pick up trash, goddammit.
He would shower so much and he would always take care of his fingernails. And I actually know, like, a lot of dudes,
like
athletes, get
booty?
Their toes and their fingernails
like
done.
Finger in
and
booty
because
too?
They have to.
He like a finger in his rectum.
Sports, they have to keep healthy feet. And healthy fingernails, and I appreciate that on athletes, but I don't date athletes.
What athlete do you know worry about their fingernails?
I know a lot of athletes that
them
worry
niggas
about their fingernails.
Them niggas gay. Ain't no football player gonna worry about what their fucking nails look like. I'm
You'd
sorry.
Be surprised.
Shouldn't be.
Why?
Nails is.
I'm an athlete. I'm 6'4 and fucking muscular
as
shit.
It's not even
I ain't
about...
gotta worry about what a bitch think, because every other bitch in the world gonna wanna fuck me anyway.
No, what I'm saying is. If a man has clean nails, that means he takes care of himself everywhere else.
I have literally no nails. They're all clean, but I mean...
You chew them, don't you?
No, actually, I do not. How dare you?
You chew your nails.
That is disgusting.
You look like you would chew your nails.
You chew your nails?
First off, this motherfucker knows me better than anybody in this motherfucking planet right now. I do not chew my nails. Yeah, I don't. Thank you.
They're sort of clean.
They're clean, and you're not gonna disrespect my nails on this show. On my show, goddamn. All right, I'm saying that. All right, this is my show. You know, Mo, you can leave.
No, she can't.
I know this is yeah, right.
Sorry. I leave.
Anyway,
yeah, if she leaves, I leave.
Bye, both of y'all. I'll finish the show by myself. Fuck both of y'all. Oh my god, look what you did. See, this is what I'm talking about. See. Control that wagon back there, all right?
It's not a wagon.
It's not.
Don't focus on me. Focus on all three of us.
Oh, my God. That booty is... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch a booty.
I had to put your government name out there.
Whoa. Okay, I apologize. There is no need for all that, all right?
Yeah, so shut the fuck up before we drop.
Mo, what are you... Whose side the fuck are you on?
I'm on Mo's side.
You know, and I'm on Mo's side.
And we're trying to figure out what Ginger... loves. We're trying to figure out what her preferences are. So, Ginger.
Y'all acting brand fucking new.
Yes.
Both of y'all. I'm just gonna let y'all know. Both of y'all gonna ride out of here on cinder blocks. Motherfuckers. Both of y'all. I'm calling my essays right now.
Your
sending out a text message.
Because I can call my brothers.
No, nah, don't call them big niggas.
Shut up. Anyway, so.
I'm sorry. Anyway, moving along to Ginger and her threesomes.
Ginger hasn't had threesomes.
She said she had a threesome.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah,
let's
exactly. Okay. She had a threesome.
She wants to talk about something else next.
Let's talk about. I don't know what to talk about. Do you like your ass eaten?
Wait, have you ever eaten ass?
I've never eaten booty.
But you've had your booty eaten?
I've had.
Was it the new booty or the first or the old booty?
Well,
new booty or old
in
booty?
Reference to new and old, I've just been in the gym a lot more. Nah, so there's no like
Let's do a close up. She said she wants to do a close up. There's a corner right here. She can do a little close up and clap. And she,
I don't make it clap. It does what it wants.
Anyways, so.
That's the white side of you. I can't make it clap.
It's controlled by something else.
Not by me. I just want you to know I love this show already. This is classic. This is way more fun.
I can't stand you.
I know. I love Ginger.
I'm trying not to throw him under.
Yeah, please don't. I have enough buses I've already rolled under, all right? So.
Anyway, Ginger, have you ever ate an ass?
No, she said no. I didn't hear her.
You know why I didn't hear her? Because of you.
What? Oh, because I was touching her booty.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll shut up then. I'll let y'all talk.
Stab you, but I have nothing to stab you with.
Speak into the mic.
I would stab you, but I have nothing to stab you with.
I like how you said it so quietly into the mic.
So sensual.
So to make sure they heard me.
Oh, I was thinking completely different from that. She said it too. She was like, "So, all right. So, I do have a question though. Like, real spill, right?
What, sir?
Real spill. What is your idea? What is it? What is a no? I take that back. What are don'ts on the first date?
Yeah, it's don'ts that you don't like.
And don't bring with me up. All right, like, don't bring me like, the fuck up. Like, I already rubbed on. We know I rubbed on your booty. We don't.
So off top, like something that they would do that you would automatically be like, we're not having a second date. So.
Well, honestly, I really don't even go on a lot of dates because I really don't like men. They suck. And Ziggy took me on a date because I was hungry. And he wanted to take me to Pie Five. And Pie Five is where my sister ex-best friend used to work.
First off, I didn't want to take you there. You volunteered Pie Five.
Yeah, I was like, I want Pie Five. And he was willing to pay for my food. And I was like, let's go.
So you're just hungry. So what's changed?
You be tricking niggas.
You got tricked.
I didn't get tricked. Shit, I felt in your booty. I felt that was...
On the way out.
First off, Pie Five pizza is really not that serious. Like it's like $20, I think, for the whole night. I'm with that. $20 for...
Still, but you didn't.
I like that question. I'm sorry. I like that question.
And shove you clean off of this bitch. Oh,
shove me. I love all that. Anyway, so have you had sex with a female?
I think that's a yes. That's a too long, Ginger.
Ginger, you're a model. It's okay. Y'all are allowed to do nasty shit like that. So you eat pussy.
Have you ever eaten? Or has it
happened?
You are sick.
Can she answer it? Oh, shut up.
She already answered it when she didn't say nothing.
Sick. I want to hear what she got to say.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, answer the question.
This is what I got to deal with.
I hate you.
Answer the question. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, this is like, what the fuck?
So answer the question. Go ahead, I'm like, are you ate some pussy or what? I guess that's a yes. Jesus Christ, that was the longest pause we've ever had on the podcast.
Your DMs is about to be
lituated.
Okay, so there was a point in my life where
you only fuck with
a
girls.
Few different, you know, occasions where somebody may have gotten
their coochie licked from you. Oh wait, reverse, vice versa.
Oh, no, Mo, let her answer the fucking question. This is getting good.
Coming from somebody that keeps
Mo, wait.
Go, Ginger.
I've had my fair share, as in I'm good on it. a vagina.
Well, wait, say that again.
Wait, tell me. So you've eaten pussy?
Yes.
And you had your pussy eaten by a girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, now, question, you've been on both. Did you eat booty hole for a
girl? Did you eat the girl booty hole?
No, I don't eat booty.
You don't eat booty at all?
No.
Did she eat your booty? She did.
Ooh. Can't remember if she was.
She got quiet again.
I remember what she did. I was pretty drunk.
You were drunk, but my ass. You know you ain't that pussy, though.
I know what I did. She knows what she did.
So you blew a ice cube, you blew a little cold water in her booty. Looking at.
So
dumb.
All
thing.
I know is that. Are you done? You don't like anymore.
No, that was just before we're not even on live.
So okay. Yeah, look, you.
No.
If we was on live, you was all the way fucked up in the game.
Yeah, because if we was on live,
I went on live for less than 2 minutes.
And your mama saw all like, that. Your mama saw all that, by the way. Your mama saw all that, and she heard everything. Ooh, you in trouble. That's a long-ass message. You in trouble. Oh, you in trouble. So do you, I have a question. Do you know what a cuckold is?
No.
You don't know what a cuckold is?
Go ahead and explain it.
All right, a cuckold is where, like, you're in a relationship or you're married or whatever, and then you let somebody, a guy watch, your guy, husband or boyfriend, watches another guy fuck you. That's a cuckold.
Wait, what?
Oh my God! All right, she's lost in her phone right now. I don't want to talk to her anymore. Get out. Have a good day.
Wait, you said something about letting a guy do something.
If you were, them DMs popping now. Yeah, no. If you were in a relationship, would you let another guy? Yeah, exactly. Would you let another guy have sex with you if your husband or boyfriend wanted to watch?
No, I don't like that because I don't want him to think that's okay. Like, he can't fuck nobody else.
No, if he just wanted to watch you get fucked.
If he wanted to.
That makes it okay.
Let's say he...
You don't open up any boundaries that you don't want him to open up.
You really don't watch pornos.
I do watch porn. But I'm not an idiot. Porn is fake. It's fake. It's all fake. By the way...
All the cuckold shit I be watching is real.
I mean, those people don't really love each other. They're just having sex. That's what
I know. Some motherfucker
fucked up here.
Oh, whoa! I'm not fucked up about sex. Okay, I love having sex. Okay,
because I thought you were fucked up. But
you know what? This might be the last show for ROE. This motherfucker done acting totally fucking different right now. You acting up in front of fucking company right now. You are just out of line.
Hey, let her be.
Anyway, you want to defend her? You just let her fucking
She's definitely going to defend fucking me.
Because
Ginger loves
Anyway, you know what? Yeah, I'm tired of this shit. Clearly, I'm done. This show is over. Have a good night. I want to go have a threesome with some random girls, all right?
I think you should.
Or guys.
I think you should. Strap it up, guys. Whoa.
I was just kidding.
What? Don't even co-sign that shit. Like, that shit cool.
I was just kidding.
So you don't really watch porn?
I watch porn.
But what kind of porn do you search?
I sleep more than I porn.
Well, I mean, most women sleep more than they porn.
Most
people
than
sleep
porn.
More than they porn.
All women sleep porn? More than they
I would
porn.
Rather. All
right, what kind of porn do you watch?
I watch.
What kind of? What's the first thing you search when you go for porn?
So.
BBC.
I definitely would watch.
BBWs.
I've watched a lot of things.
Pogs.
A lot.
Have you ever watched anime porn?
I have watched anime porn. Yes. And it's really not that hot to me. But somehow.
That should be right. That should be right.
Somehow it'd be kind of like.
Yeah, it'd be kind of. Oh, what? Yeah, see? I knew I wasn't the only nigga.
I was like, you know.
Well, you're not a nigga, but. You know,
whoever made this.
Would have had some serious issues. But it kind of turned you on better, though, didn't it?
That somebody made it?
Yeah, like, you know.
And it's totally exaggerated.
Kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of like freaky and awful. See?
Nasty.
I know you was nasty. Making nasty.
You made me sick.
I can't fuck with you. I ain't going to jail for R. Kelly.
No, you don't.
I know you was that fucking young, bro.
I'm very young.
Tell me all your fault. You know what? Next time we have to ask Ginger to come on here, I'm going to have to ask her, not you, again.
I mean, that's cool with me. I don't even talk to her like that no more. Yeah, I just follow her when she does her little sexy poses with her shorts with her booty hanging out. I like those poses. That's about it. Everything else, I don't really talk to her.
Wow.
She's too young for me. Now that I know that. Boy, you are in trouble over there typing a Bible. Jesus Christ, man. Listen, tell him it was just a joke on the podcast, all right? You don't have to explain yourself through text messages like this. It's all right.
We're not recording live right now. Like, we're not recording.
No,
we're
we are recording. Oh, we are recording on the mic.
I'm just answering you. So nobody can see me really on my phone. So you could really just sound.
No, they can hear you on the podcast, though. The podcast is going to, they're going to hear this tomorrow or Monday or whenever this comes out.
They can't see me.
But I'm explaining that you're texting whoever you're texting. And she's like, you're a butthole. Wait, but I'm just explaining why you just gone silent and all we hear is nail clicking.
Anyway,
be all nice. All you hear in the mic is.
We're actually sharing a mic, so they hear you.
Do they?
Yeah, they hear you.
Are you sure about that? Because I was quiet for a while. And all I heard was nail clicking. How often do you get your nails done?
As often as possible.
That's not an answer.
As often as possible.
Like every
whenever
week?
You need it, then go do it.
Probably so like every two weeks to a month. Aww. They don't ever really last more than 3 weeks.
Yeah. Then you go and get them done.
That's what's up. See, usually they say when you're single, you don't get your nails done that often.
Really?
No, you don't.
I think whenever you're single, you get them done even more.
No, I model, so my everything's pretty much bald.
I think whenever
you get a Brazilian wax.
No, I shave it myself.
Yeah, because it's like I shave mine myself, so it's like
Is it like an electric shave or is it like a razor blade?
That bitch is gonna grow.
Is it like razor blade or is it electric shave?
It's a razor blade.
Razor blade. I do mine's razor blade.
Yeah.
Fuck that
shit. I don't even get razor bumps. God bless me with great
coconut
skin.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil or baby oil.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You don't get razor bumps?
No.
Nope.
Like I do because I put coconut oil. 25.
So maybe that's, maybe.
Wait. 6 years of shaving.
So do you squirt?
I don't.
And then you gotta shave like.
Oh, pee some people.
That's okay, bro. Congratulations.
I don't pee on people. He's fucking.
If you come hard enough to like,
if I can, I'm
Mo got so mad. I do not pee on people.
It's okay.
You know what? You know what? People are okay with me peeing on them. Guess what?
I ain't tripping. You ain't peeing on me, so I ain't tripping. All right, tell them where they can find you at fucking Lost in
Your
Text Messages.
Drop all your Instagrams. Drop.
Oh my god.
The Dallas Angels. Drop the magazine.
Actually, you tell Dirt, I said, go fucking go. Because he ain't had us on the show yet.
He's going to hear this.
He's definitely going to hear this.
Tell him go fucking go.
Dirt, what's up, though?
Dirt, go fucking go. You ain't bringing my beat.
Shout out to Dirt.
You ain't bringing my beat.
Shout out to Dirt Beats on Instagram.
You ain't fucking, you ain't hit me up to be on the show. He ain't bought a book yet. Nothing.
You can find them on my page. I've shouted them out plenty. They're still on my page because that's the team. That's the crew. That's how we rocking.
Definitely.
Tagged in my bio. Ginger, 2 I's, 2 underscores, 2 R's. Damn, put that all the way up. Anyway, 2 underscores.
Travis Smalls in the building.
2 R's.
Yeah, you got to shout out your photographer, man.
Huge photographer who has been with me since day one. Gave me the name Ginger.
Yeah.
Travis.
Hey, Kevin, pulling his camera.
Yeah.
We don't tag everybody.
Don't be selfish.
Just ride or die.
Yeah.
ride or die.
Who's the girl you be tagging with the kid with the big booty? What's her name?
Karina. That's my baby mama.
Huge shout out to
Karina. I don't shout out my homegirls because we got boyfriends.
Oh, does Karina have a boyfriend?
It's out here crazy. Like, I had to learn to stop shouting out my
boyfriend. Obviously.
Does Karina have a boyfriend?
That's the name of it.
Thank you. Anyway,
she likes her status to remain unannounced.
I want to fill in her booty, so her booty big than
you can't touch her shit.
Just because I felt on your booty doesn't mean I can't
feel on her. You didn't
feel
on my booty.
I did, actually.
You felt on my 2013-2014 booty. Okay,
thank you, Jesus, because I thought you was about to say like 2010.
Ginger, you were trying to take me out and it didn't work.
All right, have a good night, everybody. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you so much
for
joining us. You guys definitely listen up and follow Ginger at all her Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next week.
This is the Rules of Engagement. Thank you, Ginger, for coming on again. Please, and find your way to the door. Thank you.